The question, though, that I've had, as have many others, is did the president disregard the Constitution by not garnering a formal congressional declaration of war? Some say he didn't need to get a declaration of war for what he did on Friday. Now, Gary, I want to get your opinion about this, but before I ask, I just want to kind of explain why there's two sides to this. Those that are constitutional experts say, some of them do, that the president had no constitutional authority to launch the attacks on Friday. And they cite Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the U.S. Constitution, which grants Congress the power to declare war. But there's others on the other side that say, wait a minute, it's not that simple, because according to Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, which, based on the way it's currently being interpreted, says the president is the commander-in-chief of our armed forces, and he has the authority to do precisely what he did on Friday. Not a full committing of troops on the ground, but airstrikes like he did. And by the way, Gary, there is historical precedent for other presidents, including Barack Obama, who have launched attacks like this. Not a full commitment of troops on the ground, but certainly, you know, missiles launched, air attack, and that kind of thing. So some are saying he didn't have the authority, others are saying he did. Gary, I'd love to get your opinion on it.
Well, he did have the authority, because keep in mind the issue is the declaration of war. Congress declares war. President Trump did not declare war with this attack on Syria on Friday. And as a matter of fact, you mentioned that other presidents have done it. Barack Obama launched airstrikes against Libya in 2011. George W. Bush had initial attacks after 9/11. Clinton did so in Kosovo and Haiti and Iraq. George H.W. Bush did it in Panama. Reagan did it in Grenada. And we can go back and back and back and see where various presidents have done this.